Hey, outside the box, again, trying to clear up confusion about our economy. Today's topic is juggling act. Our economy doesn't work, at least not for many of us, especially those who are low income. It demands constant adjustments, and those adjustments, while making some economic factor less of a problem, create more difficulties somewhere else. Some win, while others lose. Right now, there's lots of jobs, relatively speaking, and wages are going up because employers need those workers to maintain their businesses. Unemployment is low, so some workers are now being paid a livable wage, or close to it. But because workers get more, prices are also rising. That's inflation. To tamp down inflation from 3 to 2%, a so-called soft landing, interest rates are still high today. Anyone who needs to borrow money to buy a house or car, or who wants to finance higher education, or pay down debts, or pay for necessary health care, or take a vacation, or whatever the expense, they have to pay more for financing. This especially hurts those whose incomes are lower and who may already be in debt. So, workers never seem to get ahead, because if they get higher wages for their work, that extra money gets swallowed up by higher prices. A worker might get even as much as a 25% raise, but most or all of that money disappears. Since 2020, prices have risen by 20%, so workers getting less than a 20% raise in pay are actually losing ground, especially if they're borrowing money. If lucky, workers might get wages that are equal to or surpass inflation, but the real winners are the top managers and CEOs and those whose income comes from capital gains, like investments or real estate. The bull stock market goes up, and so does income inequality, with the top 10% or 1% making a larger percentage of the total income nationwide. Workers still struggle, but there are more billionaires. Unless income tax rates change, some workers are bumped into a higher tax bracket and owe more to the government, which means another loss for them, despite their attempts to catch up with the expenses and come out ahead. The wealthy are paying more in taxes too, but at a lower rate, if some or all of their income is derived from capital gains. So maybe a cooler economy would be better. Well, no, because many workers, especially those nearer at minimum wage, struggle to get by financially unless they manage to get a decent raise. They can't afford to buy as much. Production slows, and some workers get laid off. Too much supply and not enough demand. The spiral of a sputtering, recession, or depression economy continues and gets worse. A hotter, growth-based economy may be a little better for workers, but it's hard on our environment, especially in the age of climate disruption. More use of resources, more trash, more electricity use, more driving, all equal higher temperatures, bigger storms, and weather disasters. It's a juggling act for sure. Too hot an economy creates one set of problems, too cool an economy creates a different set. And just right doesn't solve the problem of income inequality, which keeps increasing. No matter what, many working people fall further behind. They barely get by, or they wind up living in a tent, or dealing with mental health or substance use issues, or have huge debts to deal with. Life's no fun. It's an insecurity blanket. Can there be an economic system that's not so sensitive to all these factors? Is there an economy that's a win-win for everyone, including those who are always struggling because of some economic problem? I'll look at that in a future edition of Outside the Box. How are you doing in today's economy? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting an economy that serves people, not people serving the economy.